Hey everybody, welcome back to Broken to Barbell. This is Tanner.
And this is Carly.
And Sam's being a mom tonight, so it's just us two. And of course, as always, we will have a special guest. So, this month, any updates, Carly?
Any updates? So, Sally's Fitness.
Oh boy, unofficial sponsor of the Broken to Barbell podcast.
We'll be opening their new location on Monday. Fingers crossed.
Wasn't it supposed to be right after Labor Day?
Yes. But things don't always go according to plan.
Well, yeah.
When it comes to construction, new construction and whatnot. So they're moving to Spring Garden from Lawrenceville. So I'm sure I'll post something on the Instagram for the official opening day. But it's supposed to be Monday the 16th. So we're really pumped about that. And then also this week is the National Suicide Prevention Week.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of positive stuff online about that, but I just wanted to reiterate, if you or someone you love or someone you know, or someone you don't know, but you're worried about them, if they need something or if they need the hotline, it's 1-800-273-8255. So feel free to reach out to that hotline if you need it.
Yeah, cool. Go ahead.
Sorry, additionally, our the Out of the Darkness Walk link for suicide prevention will be open through the end of the year.
Have we talked since we did the suicide walk? Oh, yeah. Podcast was the same day. I drove past Sally's Fitness in Lawrenceville and saw that they painted over
the dog,
the big dog sign. And I was like, oh, no. It's just beige now. It's a beige wall.
R.I.P.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to Orange Theory. I like that. It's different. Skin in the game, as they say.
Yeah, Tanner. So Tanner has a workout as soon as we're done here tonight.
Yes.
So
I will be literally running and then running. So, yeah. That's all I got.
Not a whole lot going on here on our end.
Nope. Anyway, I think that wraps up the portion of the podcast. All right. So as per usual, we have a special guest. Oh, God. I could edit that out, but we're just going to leave it.
No one can speak.
As per usual, we have a special guest with us today. Special guest, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
No problem. What's your name?
My name's Martha.
Oh, nice to meet you, Martha. What do you do?
So I'm a mental health counselor down at the Persaud Center in Lawrenceville.
Oh, very cool. So how did you get into counseling? Like, where did that start?
I think it started when I was a little kid. I always wished I had somebody to talk to, and I didn't feel like I could. So I felt like God wanted me to do that. And so being a Christian kid and being a gay kid didn't always go together.
Yeah.
So I thought, I want to be able to tell people they can be both and it's okay. So since I was a kid, I think I wanted to be a counselor.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Elizabeth Township in Allegheny County. It's right down on the border of Westmoreland and right on the Yauk River.
Okay. So down by the, like, past the Century 3 Mall?
Yep. Past Century 3 Mall, down 51 that way.
Okay. Way down there.
Yeah.
Then you came into the big bad city.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a preference of mine. If it wasn't for the driving, it wouldn't be such a big deal.
Yeah. Do you have to come all the way up 51 every time?
We tried different ways. I've tried the parkway. I've tried going down 30, and there's no good way.
Oh, jeez.
And you know, like a crow's flight, I think it's only 17 or 20 miles, but it still takes me an hour to get to work because of the traffic.
Oh, my goodness. I lived in South Hills for 2 years and was not a fan.
No.
So, yeah. But I was in, well, I guess I was down that far. I was in Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was down pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were a little kid. You wanted to be able to tell people, what'd you say? It's going to be okay?
Yeah, it's going to be okay. You can be gay and you can be a Christian and that there's safe people to talk to.
That's cool. So growing up, did you do anything with that or did you decide to like take that on once after you were done with high school?
you know, when I was growing up, I got involved with Bible camps and becoming like staff counselor and, you know, the unofficial camp counselor kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where you're not accredited by no means, but helping kids through whatever they're going through and your peers and that kind of thing. It's funny because it just seemed like wherever I was in any part of life, somebody would sit down beside you and tell you their life story. Like mm-hmm. it came natural for some reason. I mean, no kidding. Like in college, I could be sitting in a bar and I would hear somebody's deepest, darkest secrets and I don't even know them, but I don't know if it's the face or what it is, but they just felt comfortable talking. So, and I felt comfortable listening. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Just a natural listener then. So
I guess so.
That's pretty cool.
We get the same thing a lot at work when people are getting their photo taken.
Yeah.
It turns into like an impromptu, like real world confessional booth where they think we just start talking and like
yeah.
everything about their life. We're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like,
what? You could have been a bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So where did you go to college?
I started out at Geneva up in Beaver County.
Okay.
Got kicked out for being gay. So that was when I was 18 years old. So I went to community college and got my associate's degree in human services. Over the years, I was in the mortgage business for 10 years until the big crash. I ended up owning my own mortgage business, and it was cool.
Really?
Profitable.
Until the recession?
Yeah, till 2008.
Oh, interesting.
And then after that, I was working in senior centers. That's a place like where seniors go to play bingo and have fun, get lunch, but then they still go home at night okay. and chill out. So I was managing three different counties and like 30 centers and did that for about 10 years. And then my employer offered to pay me to go back to school and pay for my schooling. And I was like, I can't pass that up, right? So I asked them if they would pay for me to be a counselor, and they said, yeah. And so I went through, of all places, Liberty University, but it was online,
mm-hmm.
So nobody saw me or anything. I didn't get kicked out, but that was positive. And then for 2 years, I went for my graduate degree, my master's at in Monroeville, but at the Waynesburg campus that's in Monroeville.
Okay.
So it was cool.
That really stinks that you got kicked out for being gay.
It did.
So.
And I was only a kid.
Yeah.
And honestly, they knew before I did.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I was at the time. And they were like, oh, the way you look at people. And I'm like, really?
Really?
Is that what that means? Okay. I'll check into that.
Thanks for letting me know, I guess.
That's just like so upsetting and crazy to think that they can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like.
It's really weird and upsetting and crazy in Pennsylvania. Outside of Allegheny County, it's very legal to fire somebody for being gay, to kick them out of their house for being gay.
For sure.
Well, I guess not their house. You can...
If they're renting, yeah.
Renting, yeah. You can kick a renter out for being gay.
Yeah, my wife is a school teacher, and she's a school teacher in one of the surrounding rural communities. And so we're not out to that half of our people
yeah.
because she's not safe.
Yeah. It's, yeah, you've got to, you know, kind of, what do they say, round up the wagons, you
yeah.
know, just kind of yeah. keep that level of privacy because you
for sure
want to keep yourself safe. Yeah,
for sure.
Support the Equality Act.
Definitely. October's coming.
Yeah. So after that, went through all.
Hold on.
Oh, go.
What, you might have said this, but what was your degree in for undergrad?
So for undergrad, it was Christian counseling.
Okay.
And then for my grad, it was mental health counseling.
Okay. So when you were doing the mortgage thing, had mm-hmm. you had your degree at that point?
I had my human services degree
okay.
from community.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I missed that part. Sorry.
Cool. No, interesting.
That's a very interesting career path and life path and whatnot.
You know, what's neat, though, like when I was doing mortgages, and honestly, it was always my calling because on my business cards, I called myself a mortgage counselor. And if you think about what one of the biggest stressors that you have in life, it's money. And so money makes you do crazy things. And I mean, you'll stay awake all night over money. You'll get depressed. You'll get anxiety. People kill themselves over money. So I had a unique opportunity to help people and talk to them. And yeah, I was doing a mortgage for them, but it was more about talking to them one-on-one and getting to know them and telling them that it's going to be okay. And at the end of the day, it's not about the dollar. You know, you're alive. It's okay.
I needed to hear that right now.
Same, just out of nowhere. I'm like, wow. When she said, like, you, some people stay up all night over money, I'm like, that was me, like, last week.
I'm getting a meme from Carly at 2 in the morning about money.
Can't sleep thinking about funds.
So your employer offered to send you back to school.
They did. And
that was after the mortgage thing, right?
Yep. And after I, when I started my internship, it got too heavy to be able to go to work and to do my internship and to go to classes. So I was financially able to part ways with my employer, and I finished off my last semester, and I've been with Persaud since then.
That's really cool. So that's what led you to the Persaud Center.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, specifically probably those here in the Western Pennsylvania region, what is the Persaud Center?
Whenever I'm working with clients, I give them the like the layman's version of it. And I tell them, you know, it's an organization that was founded in the 1970s. And it's a community and mental health advocacy organization that's there to help the LGBT people and folks that have HIV and AIDS.
Cool. I don't think I've talked about it here on the podcast, but I am also a volunteer with the Persaud Center on the visibility committee, because I figure my skills in video and photo and audio could probably be best suited on the visibility committee. So
for sure.
Yeah. So what do you do at the Persaud Center?
So I work in the mental health counseling side.
Okay.
So when you walk in the building, I work on the left side of the building.
Gotcha.
So that's all mental health. We handle drug and alcohol, intimate partner violence, mental health concern, gender identity concerns. You name it, we do it. And we help. I'd like to emphasize, you know, we work with the LGBT community and allies. So, you know, if somebody's mom or dad's having a hard time with you coming out, or you're married to somebody and they discover they're trans, we can help. We can do family counseling. And, you know, we service kids that are as young as 6 years old. And I'm not sure how old our oldest client is, but I can tell you that they're on Medicare and they're in their 70s and 80s. In fact, one of our programs, when you come in the door and turn right on the community side, is the SAGE program. And it's big and booming, and it's the senior group for LGBT individuals. And they're a hoot. I mean, to learn what they've been through in their lifetimes and stuff, they get together every Tuesday morning and then one Thursday evening out of the month. And so we do from cradle to grave. We work with people with mental health on my side, and the community side does all kinds of stuff.
That's really cool. So how has your experience been in that? How do you feel? Like, what do you get out of that every day?
Oh my gosh, it's so amazingly rewarding. So, you know, like 10 years I worked at Giant Eagle, 10 years I was in the mortgage industry, 10 years I did senior centers, and I was always in management. And so when you are self-employed or responsible at that level, when you're a manager, you take that home at night. And, you know, I take home my work at night, but it's a good reason. You know, I'm praying at night for my clients and praying for the organization. And it's not a headache that I'm taking home. And it's so rewarding, because from the mental health perspective, when you're working in a therapeutic relationship, it's a give and take. There's like a, it sounds corny, but there's like a symphony of music that's going on, that the relationship and the chemistry between you and that client, it's benefiting both of us in the room at the same time. So it's been so rewarding.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
It's good to know, too, to me, as an LGBT person, mm-hmm. that thing exists here in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm sure they're not the only ones, but, you know,
for sure.
to know there's at least one is like, okay, well, we haven't gone to hell in a handbasket yet, you know?
Right, definitely.
So what are some of the other services that PRSAD offers that you are a part of?
So, you know, one of the things that we do that I think is really cool is, and I have my whole family and their tentacles are out, friends are out there looking. One small thing that we do is, so we collect, you know, when you go to the hotel and you get the shower stuff
mm-hmm.
in the bathroom, you're like always like mm-hmm. taking that stuff. So we have a lot of kids and adults too, but a really frightening amount of kids whose parents are not supportive of them or they're homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a shower that the kids are able to come and take part in and to take care of themselves. And like, that's a big deal with your self-esteem, right? Like, can you imagine going to school and being this stinky kid there? Like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
So like, just the shower alone, when you come in the building and hang a right, that's cool. We have a washer and dryer there too, so that you can have clean clothes. The every night of the week from 3 to 9, there is something going on the community side of the building, whether it's for kids or, you know, maybe a bi meetup or whatever the case may be. But there's always something happening. The parking lot's always got cars in it. And we see clients Monday through Friday, and Monday through Thursday, you know, we're seeing clients till 9 p.m. at night,
mm-hmm.
From 8:30 in the morning till 9 p.m. at night. And then Fridays we shut down, I think, 6 or 6:30. But like, we're seeing clients, and typically our sessions with clients are like 53 minutes or a half an hour or what have you, depending on their insurance and stuff. But, we're busy. Like, I'm not sure how many therapists we have. If I said we had 15, I wouldn't be exaggerating. If I said we had 20, I still don't think I'd be exaggerating, but, we're full all day, all night, and 5 days a week. And so many times people say, are you open on Saturday or Sunday? And like, we need a break too.
Yeah. I wish, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I was just there last night and there was karaoke happening in a room.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of meetings, tons of people going in and out. I got to see the showers. I got to see what's just a shower, right?
Yeah.
Got to see the shower. Got to see the washer dryer. In that same room is a pantry.
Sure. I forgot that. Yeah. We have a food pantry, and some well-known organizations in Pittsburgh donate food. Some of the restaurants, some of the bread companies, and the grocery stores. And, you know, it makes a difference.
Oh, yeah. I think that's really awesome. And personally, something I'd like to do on my part somehow, if I'm going to donate food or like try to have a food drive for something, but because I don't think I really, I might have read it online, but I don't think I put two and two together. I was like, oh my God, like I can, it's these easy little things you can do.
For sure.
Yeah. So they actually do have a full list out on their website, persadcenter.org, of their services, but you've got counseling, mental health, foster care, youth programs, HIV and AIDS. Is that counseling or is that just everything under the sun, basically, that they'll help with HIV AIDS?
So with HIV AIDS, we do counseling for sure, definitely. And soon to be offered, I believe they're talking about offering testing.
Okay.
We have done that in the past. There's been a pause on it for a while, but I think they're looking to get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we partner up with the AIDS organizations throughout Pittsburgh to make sure that these folks have the mental health care that they need. Because when you have that disease, I mean, it's a chronic disease. There's no cure for it yet, right? But there's been amazing, amazing advances where there are things that you can take to suppress the HIV so that you can be safe and have fun still.
It sounds like this is just like a safe haven
for
people. So like, you offer all kinds of things. Is PRSAD Pittsburgh based only, or is it like a national organization, or it's just?
So Persaud itself, you know, the main office is in Pittsburgh, but okay. We also have another office out in Washington County.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as big,
yeah,
but it can be given time for sure.
That's awesome.
And it's Western PA based only, but mm-hmm. Is it the oldest?
It is LGBT, the oldest, yeah.
Organization like this in the United States, yeah.
That's yeah, really and cool. You know, we have clients that drive like from really far away because can you imagine living in Bucks County and being a member of the LGBT family? Like, where are you going to go to get help? Mm-hmm. We have folks that are trans that will come in, and gay kids too. You know, they'll come in the door and like, they just feel free to be themselves in the waiting room. Just in the waiting room itself, like, there's freedom to be had and just, you know, letting their hair down and talking like they want to talk, being who they really are. It's a really big deal.
I got the opportunity to meet somebody last night at the Persaud Center, and they said, while talking to me, that they get to be as gay as they want to be. While yeah. they're there and yeah. without having to worry about it. And I was just like, oh, like, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely where Carly and I grew up and Sam as well. I think it might be changing a little bit. I would like to remain optimistic that it's changing a little yeah. bit. But at the time, I was never felt safe enough to be who I am today. Right. I would be an alien to myself today.
Right.
Like, if I could look back 10 years, you know.
Yeah.
And to the point when I was 18, you know, left high school. And so I just think, I was like, man, what if this place existed in Clarion County?
Right.
You know, like,
right.
could you imagine what, I think about it all the time, like, especially friends who are from the same area who came out younger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, what would it have been like? I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
What if I could have been myself when I was 12 and yeah. not, you know, I had to wait 10 years after that before
exactly.
I could be myself.
Yeah.
So. I think that's really cool. Persaud, oh, they also do intimate partner abuse program. You were talking about SAGE, the older adult mm-hmm. programs, substance abuse treatment, and mm-hmm. transgender services. So
you got it.
Yeah, I feel like just the sea change in culture to transgender services, has that grown?
For sure. You know, I'm not sure what percentage of our clients are transgender, but, you know, under that transgender umbrella are non-binary individuals as well. So it's neat. I say the kids, and I don't mean it in a derogatory way, but like the college kids today, like, they are so free to be themselves. And, it, you know, when you walk on campus, on any of the campuses in Pittsburgh especially, you know, you're talking about an urban place where, for the most part, the phobia isn't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
They still need to be careful, obviously, and there's still jerks out there.
Yep.
But it's the kids today are finding it so much more freeing to be themselves, whatever spectrum of the gender identity they're on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing back home. My brother kissed his fiance at dinner one time, and I was like, oh man, and my boyfriend was with me at the time. I was like, I really wish I could do that too. And my mom's like, well, why don't you? I was like, cause I'm not safe. Like,
right.
I can't here. She's like, oh, we wouldn't care. I was like, no, trust me. It's not you or dad that I'm worried about. It's the
guy sitting at the table next to you that's going to say something rude.
It's the 80 right. other people in this shitty chain restaurant that I'm worried
yeah.
about.
Right, yeah. right.
I'm glad you explained that, because I was picturing like a family dinner at like Thanksgiving. Like, you know what
right?
I mean?
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, that's but a tough crowd.
Out. Yeah. But then he said he was out in public. I'm like, really? Your family would do that?
No. No, I'm concerned about the 80 other people in a shitty redneck podunk chain restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. Or even in the bar, you know, like,
I mean,
drunk people are mean. So, yeah.
Well, and it's like you said, in campuses and stuff, they can be safe. But even here in Pittsburgh, they're, and you probably feel this way too, but the constant radar, constant awareness.
Yeah.
Am I in a safe space?
Right.
And I've told my parents that too. I was like, people who make fun of safe spaces don't need them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's getting from where you're at to where you're going. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we work downtown, so you never know who you're going to cross on the street or pass on the street. I mean, look right. at all these stabbings and whatnot exactly. that have been happening. But, like, they could have easily targeted you and Steven, you know, yeah. walking to or from lunch or anything. So it's just, like, you have to be hyper aware at all times.
Yeah, yeah, well,
it's
for
like
sure.
here in Shadyside, I mean, come on. You know, yeah. I feel way safer here than I do other right. places. But, yeah, downtown, I don't know if Steven and I are going to be holding hands. Unless maybe, you know, like, there's a big event.
Yeah.
Like, even a Pirates game or something, I feel like you'd probably be okay at something yeah. like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, because at least there's power numbers, hopefully. But,
right.
Yeah.
It's always good to go on, like, a Pride Day or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And go with your posse.
Yeah.
So I had a question about the substance abuse treatment. Do you do, like, NA, AA type group setting meetings for people, or is it more like one-on-one counseling?
We do one-on-one counseling.
Okay.
Down the road, in the big picture, we would love to have like an outpatient facility program, like an intensive outpatient
yeah.
where somebody would go a few days a week, you know, 2 or 3 days a week for a couple hours a day for group settings. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, it's one-on-one, and we refer them out to AA or NA in the community.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Let's see.
I got a call from Clarion PA, and I thought it was Sam.
Oh.
But.
So Tanner's rocking our Pride shirt
yes.
right now. So we did a shirt sale in June, or maybe it was May. I can't remember when we launched it.
I think it was in May, but it might have been
Pride.
In April, actually. But the object was for Pride. And the other object was... we were going to donate $1 for every shirt sold mm-hmm. to Persad, and I'm happy to report that we were able to donate $50 to the Persad Center.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And it's actually really easy to donate if anybody would feel interested. You can go right out to the site, and there's a donate button. And when you do, there's this really interesting breakdown of dollar amounts to donate, but what that actually covers. So if you donate $25, you're paying for hygiene and essential use supplies. If you donate $50, it's like 1 month counseling copay. $100 is suicide prevention training for one school. $250 is a psych assessment for one uninsured person. And $500 covers 1 month of after-hour crisis phone support. So with our $50, we were able to cover a 1 month counseling copay for someone who is using Persad services.
Thank
so
you.
So I was really excited about that. But what makes me more excited is there's so many other ways
right.
to help outside of, and I kind of can understand with just the large world we live in and people's hesitation with money.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't donate laundry detergent, shampoo,
food.
Loaf of bread. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And if you have gifts, like gifts. And what I mean is like, if you have a talent that you can share, I don't know, maybe you're a bookkeeper. You can help the kids with math tutoring or,
yeah.
You know, just different things that you, maybe you're good at something and you can lend your hobby or your gift to the center to help out.
And video editor here. That's,
yeah.
I was like, hey, I know that's my talent. It's the best way I can easily help because it's
right.
my skill. So that's how I got sucked in.
Definitely. You know,
yeah.
we're a nonprofit. So,
yeah.
You know, we're scraping pennies and we count on donations to thrive and we do grants and things of that nature. But when it comes down to it, we're thrifty.
Mm-hmm.
We're very thrifty with what we do and how we spend our money. And so we do need all the help that we can get. And, we're thankful for folks like you guys that support us in the community. Thank you.
I'm more than happy to do that. So
thank
I'm
you.
Really I'm happy that we were able to. Then we had people that bought shirts that got us there too.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I just thinking? Gosh darn it.
Are there any other? Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, but go.
Are there any other volunteer opportunities with the center? Like,
so I don't know of them particularly in particular, but there are folks at Persaud that handle that.
Okay.
So that if you called in and say, hey, I'm good at this. Can I help you with that? Or at our different fundraising events that we have, maybe you can take tickets at the door or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Pass out flyers. If you own a business, can we hang a flyer on your bulletin board? Mm-hmm. Can you spread the word that way?
Yeah.
It's a simple way of giving back.
What kind of events does the Persaud usually do? What kind of things happen throughout the year?
So something cool coming up is we're having an evening with Giselle and Lieutenant Governor Fetterman right down in Braddock, you know?
Cool.
And they are big supporters of us. And so we're going to spend an evening with them, and you can contact Persaud again for information on how to go there. You can buy tickets to go and hang out with those folks. And I think there's opportunities if you're a premium sponsor to have like a one-on-one or a group meet with Lieutenant Governor Fetterman. So that's one thing that we do. We have quarterly events. We have a woman coming next quarter, and perhaps it's October, that she is playing the guitar and playing music, and you can buy tickets to go to that event. Our biggest event that we hang our hat on throughout the year is Art for Change. Art for Change typically occurs in April-ish, and we host local artists, national artists, and we have their work that we auction off. And that is our biggest fundraiser for the year, and we count on that to definitely stay alive.
I got to go to Art for Change this year. It was really cool. It was neat to see just the artwork that everybody had brought in and just go through that. And was there also something like a carnival or something just recently happened?
There was, and if I could tell you about it, I sure would. It was last weekend or the weekend before last. Spirit. I can't remember the details. I'm sorry.
I remember now. It was at Spirit. There is an event calendar, I believe, out on the website that I'm sure you could check that kind of stuff. But they also have Facebook.
Yeah.
So you can go out to Facebook and check it out.
I think it was it like a comedy night or something? Did I send you that event?
It might
have
been.
There was something happening at Spirit that was benefiting you guys.
It must have been that then.
I feel like it was like a comedy night at Spirit. Now I remember.
Yeah. I wonder, have they ever done anything like a prom?
You know, we team up with, I want to say it's the Andy Warhol Museum.
Okay.
And we have a senior prom.
Okay.
And it's for the LGBT kids. I don't think we've had yet a senior prom per se where we do something with the seniors.
Yeah.
You know, the folks that are over 60.
That would be so cute.
But wouldn't that be great?
It would.
I don't know.
Our plant that seed.
Yeah. Honestly, because like, no, really, our hometown has this adult prom every year. And then they pick like two people that are battling cancer. My cousin Maria was one of the recipients this year. And it is like all the rage. So like there's not much to do back there.
Right.
So when something does happen.
So they have something like this, like they can like jack up the ticket price, right? And people are all in because they get a chance to dress up and do their hair and makeup, and it's
a
good cause. Then someone gets money that needs it and whatnot. So like that would be a real, we could help.
We're gonna plant that seed.
We could help plan.
Well, here's also something I was thinking that would just be cool in general. Like, what if there was a queer prom on the Gateway Clipper?
Fun.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
And I know what you mean. I don't want to like exclude anybody.
Yeah.
So it's like, I wouldn't want to make ticket prices too expensive.
Sure.
But also as a fundraising thing, you could, you know, so.
Or it could be it's tough to do these like donate what you can situations because then like people are like, here's a dollar. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it could be something like that.
Yeah.
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 We'll workshop this.
We're going to work on this.
I think that'd be great.
Here's a little fun fact that I've been holding on to and wanted to toss out. Persaud is a nothing word by design. Back when they started in the 70s, they needed a word that meant nothing to show up on credit card statements and on bank statements. So they came up, at the time, it was personal adjustment. And so Prasad is that nothing word that it has stuck with all this time. So right. I thought that was really interesting. I was like, I don't know what that means.
I was going to ask what it stood for. Yeah. So
it's personal adjustment, because that was the whole spin on the, you know, mental health services. And
right.
And I'm sure there was probably, you know, that's probably like the tip of the iceberg of that story.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah. And who founded the Prasad Center?
Jim Huggins.
Okay. And he was a mental health specialist, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wasn't there another guy?
Yeah, I apologize. I don't know.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. For all of our lack of knowledge, you can go to theprasadcenter.org to find out what we don't know.
Yeah.
And we had mentioned earlier, too, about calling the Prasad Center if you want to volunteer or checking out their website. There mm-hmm. is a contact page. If you go to prasadcenter.org, PrasadCenter.org. Or you can call 412-441-9786. And I'll say it again, because that's what people do. 412-441-9786.
And are you on social media?
Yeah, we do Facebook. I don't know if we tweet. And I don't know if we're on Instagram, but we're definitely on Facebook.
As long as I'm involved, keep an eye on YouTube. There
Excellent.
Is a YouTube channel.
Excellent.
There's not current things there right now, but... Again, I'm inside the building, so just give it time.
Great.
There's an Art for Change Instagram page.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
So thank you so much for coming to talk to us today.
Thank you. Can I say one more thing?
Oh, please. Yes, please. Anything else to say?
So this is Suicide Awareness Month, mm-hmm. right? So it's really important that everybody out there know, moms, dads, grandmas, little kids, everybody, gay, straight, whatever you are, mental health has been such a stigma for so long, and we just need to put that behind us. Don't be too proud to ask for help, because your life is so important. And, you know, I think of people like Robin Williams. You know, who would have ever thought that he wouldn't be here with us today by his own choice? And, you know, such a funny guy and, you know, very charitable person. And, you know, he was really dark and he had some problems, and I can't help but think, what if we could have done something about that? And I'm sure everybody has a story, and 6 degrees of separation, you know, somebody that either killed themselves or is suffering from some mental health issues. And there's no reason to suffer today. You can reach out for help and somebody will help you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. That was really great.
Yeah, that was a good message. And that's what I think we try to do here with our whole mission, per se, is that we all have our own mental health problems. And one of the ways we help them or help ourselves is through the gym, through working out, through being active. But also we try to get out in the community and help other people, too, with their mental health problems. And like my gym that I mentioned at the beginning, Sally's Fitness, there's a whole group of guys that I lift with, and they're all big fans of the podcast, and they all rep our shirts and whatnot. And it means the world to me. And like, they've pulled me aside and said, like, what you're doing is great. And like, we really align with Broken to Barbell, you know what I mean? So like, it's just talking about it is the only way, I feel like, whenever people think they don't have anyone to talk to is whenever things go south. Yeah. So,
well, and especially too, when that point, you know, you can do all those things. You can go to the gym, you mm-hmm. know, you can eat healthy, this, that, the other thing, but sometimes that's not enough. Mm-mm. So, you know, then you've got to go, and we've said it before, I think you've got to work out your brain as well as your body too. Yep. You know, so that's when I haven't gone recently, but I have seen therapists in the past, and I know Carly has seen a therapist in the past too. So it's,
yeah, so I see my guy every three weeks.
You still see him?
Yep.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. He just moved practices. I'm moving with him.
That's a good therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the man. So like, I had never had a male therapist before. I always had females, and I get along the best with him.
That's awesome.
He used to power lift, so I think we have that connection. Yeah. So it's kind of funny, like in our.
Doesn't your chiropractor, doesn't he power lift too?
He does strongman. So I hang out. Okay. I align with people that are like me. No, but it's funny in our sessions because like I don't get into the deep stuff pretty much ever, which I realize that's where I'm supposed to be doing that. But I'm there talking about my powerlifting, right? So I'm like, let's talk about my meet. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the gym. And he'll be like, Carly, let's talk about your childhood. Like, let's talk about your dad. And I'm like,
so anyway, I deadlifted 405 pounds.
Yeah. So I'm like, excuse me, we're talking about powerlifting, you know? So like, it just helps, you know, my schedule is so crazy at all times that it's nice to go talk to him about nothing, mm-hmm. you know? I'm not yeah. sure it's like what I'm supposed to be talking about, but like, it helps my brain.
It says what it has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what you need.
And I've seen this picture or meme or something. I don't know what it was, but I sent it to my buddy who just started taking like anti-anxiety meds. He started seeing a therapist. And it's like this person sitting there and in the picture of their brain is like this ball of yarn that's like all knotted. And then they're talking to their therapist and the therapist is like separating out the different colors of yarn into like three separate balls.
Nice little piles.
Yeah. And so like that's all it is like everyone has all these thoughts in their head and they're just spewing it all out to their therapist, and then people like you are able to translate that into like normal conversation, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I just am super thankful for therapists, for mental health counselors. All of you are doing God's work, truly.
Thank you.
I know I couldn't be a therapist. I'm like not the best listener.
That's okay.
So when you were talking about like being a mental or not a mental camp counselor, you yeah. know, like I think back to when I went to camp as a kid and there were very bad counselors, but like you remember the good ones, you know
yep,
what I mean?
Yep.
So like I feel like you very much were a good camp counselor.
Thanks.
So yeah, anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. A
camp counselor stole a pillowcase from me once, so it was like a sports pillowcase. So obviously I was really distraught about it.
Westminster Highlands?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So now you went on a tangent, so I just had to add to the tangent.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going off. But yeah, anyway. Well,
I need to get back with my therapist because, yeah, I always talk to gay guy therapists. It's a shorthand. We already understand this much
yeah.
about the world. Yeah. So
we're all a hot mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So could he go to see someone at Persat, or is it more like?
Yeah, as long as he doesn't know the therapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you know they're not in your social circle. Mm-hmm.
And it would just be like through his insurance, or
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you can pay cash, or you can use your insurance.
Cool.
Here's something I thought about earlier too, and I forgot to bring up. We talked about all these services at the Persat Center. So how much would that cost me if I were to walk in the door?
So I think
how does that work?
Like if I were just to give you an average number, mm-hmm. each session costs approximately $100.
Okay.
So depending on your insurance, it depends on like everybody has a different insurance plan. So everybody has a different copay or a different deductible. So your particulars are individual to you. But
okay.
if you were just coming in and just writing a check for the services, it'd be approximately $100 a session.
So if I were a homeless LGBTQ youth and I came in, what kind of things go towards that? Do you have like a scale of income, or how do you work that out?
We would help you secure insurance through either the state or the county.
Okay.
There are programs out there for that.
So there's kind of these tertiary services that you provide also.
Exactly.
As far as counseling goes.
Yeah. Yeah. We would help them, especially in the case of a homeless kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's somebody who's calling on behalf of their 16-year-old child, we would direct them to the website to go to and take care of their finances themselves, you know?
Yeah.
But by all means, you know, we have, we want to service them and help them get better.
I with the person I met yesterday, mentioned that they had also received financial help just to get a new shirt for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just small little things like that can literally change somebody's life.
For sure.
And they were able to then, through counseling, through little things like that, a new uniform, they were able to get a job working as a cook
yeah.
at a restaurant. And again, so now they have money.
Isn't that a big deal?
Yeah. I mean, that just...
We take that stuff for granted.
Ooh, full circle. Yeah. Now they have money and now they're not up all night. Now they're not, you know, they're not like losing, you know, sleep over that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it just probably changes a lot.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, again, thank you so much for what you do.
Thanks, guys.
But also thank you for coming here today.
You bet. Yeah. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thanks. This was a good one.
Well, I think with that, end on a high note. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.